Look, the woman there. Is she making music with the stones?
No, Tessa. She's making a fire. She's striking sparks with the flint and a lump of pyrite onto the tinder fungus.
Base, please check. These lumps at the beginning of the showcase are tinder fungus. It has become completely black over the years. It was originally a fungus that grew on trees.
Mo, you're right. There are tiny sparks flying out. And look, now there's smoke rising from the tinder fungus. And I thought they would have to wait for lightning to get a fire.
That's hard work. How did they come up with that sparkling idea? Just by chance? What do you think?
We only have to use a lighter to produce a flame. There's so many things we take for granted. Making a fire, going shopping, turning on the heating, turning the water tap on. Life might have been very exciting at that time. But it was also really hard work.
I haven't changed that much. I ate grass then, and I eat grass today.
It's okay for you, goats. For us, it's not that easy. People are always wanting to develop and discover new things. Every day, we have to do our homework, learn for school, help with the washing up, tidy up our toys. It's all quite exhausting.
But kids had different toys from us now. All things that you find in nature. That was good too.
I think they had to help their parents much more than we did. Fetching water and so on, right?
Mo calling base. The showcase contains a lot of things that Utsi had with him. Tools of flint for sharpening, cutting and drilling. A tool made of bone for sewing. And a funny wooden stick. It looks like a giant pencil.
That's his retoucheur for sharpening things. A piece of antler was driven into a piece of lime tree wood. He can use it to sharpen flint blades if they get blunt. His dagger blade, for example.
Look, Utsi's putting his belt on. The leather strips in the showcase above the tinder sponge, the retoucheur and his back carrier. That is the curved rod with the two wooden boards on the wall. A piece of skin is tightened between them to make a practical backpack. Now he's attaching the dagger sheath with his dagger onto his belt pouch. I think he's almost ready to go.
Hey, goat. What's he doing there? He is getting something out of the fire and putting it in a container?
Calling base, you can see two containers directly under the backpack.
They're made of birch bark. He keeps embers in one, so he doesn't have to make a fire when traveling. He lines the container with fresh maple leaves so that it won't catch fire.